7%. Tesla's delivery numbers are frankly horrible. We can talk about mortgage rate lock-in, talk about active inventory, and I want to give a special shout out to the one and only Dion from Dion Talk Financial Freedom, because he put out an amazing video yesterday talking about why you must retire early. It is a quick 8 or 9 minute video that I highly recommend all of you go check out, but more on that in a minute. Folks, let's first talk about Tesla and the delivery numbers. Again, we will give you the numbers and then talk about a bigger picture. So Tesla delivery numbers, I saw estimates ranging anywhere from between 431,000 and 457,000. Actuals, as of reported this morning, again, I am rounding, were 387,000 deliveries. They did have a production of 433, but only deliveries of 387. This is a gigantic miss. What I am left thinking is a couple of things. One, is this a Tesla issue? Two, is this an EV issue? Or three, is this just another sign that the quote-unquote top 20%, aka the rich, are pulling back on discretionary spending? We have seen undoubtedly some horrible numbers from folks like, Lululemon, we talked about Apple, we've talked about Gucci, we've talked about, frankly, another earnings announcement, PVH. You may not know who they are, but PVH is basically the holding company for Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger and others. They're forecasting a decline of 6 to 7% in top line. Folks, are we just seeing the rich pull back? Right? We have talked about this for a while, right? Discretionary spending, the engine of the US economy, the top 20% are responsible for 50% of discretionary spending. So, are we seeing the top 20% pull back? It's interesting because we could also go back to Carnival Cruise Line's earnings, which I think we discussed last week, and they talked about record bookings, record deposits. Is this just a goods versus experience discussion? I don't know, but I will certainly be tracking and watching all of this. But yes, the Tesla delivery numbers were horrible, horrible. Yes, and Dion's video is called The Math of Time. It is a wonderful video. I highly recommend you watch it. It basically goes on to say, in my simple words, that the 40-40-40 life, work 40 hours for 40 years to live on 40% is horrible. What you have is about 4 or 5 hours a day today, and if you work towards financial freedom, you could have 15 hours or triple your life in your years. Again, as you all know, Dion has a wonderful way of teaching and telling stories. So again, I don't want to do it a disservice. So please go watch that video, and hopefully somebody can put the link below because I do think it needs that attention. So again, that was Tesla numbers. Mortgage rates, I am happy to report, are above 7%. Yesterday, we talked about the 10-year ripping. I postulated, guessed, predicted that they would be over 7 by the end of the day, and they are. I checked this morning, rates were up. They did fall off a little bit. Channel, congratulations. I do think a lot of folks should be creating channels around their passion, sharing their story, building their tribe. It definitely will help you ease into early retirement if that is something you are going after. So nice job. So again, rates above 7%, I think that's a good thing. It slows down the housing market. If we continue to see rates fall and head towards 6%, I do think it will be very much like Barbara Corcoran is talking about, that prices will rip and then we have a real big problem. So again, rates above 7 should slow it down. According to Altos research, we are seeing inventory build. 517,000 single-family homes are currently available or unsold. That is up 26% year-on-year. Inventory has been growing for 20 weeks in a row. New listings popped 18% and contracts popped 13%. I was getting nervous, and you've probably heard me talk about this over the last few days, that if rates stayed below 7, that might start the animal spirits of the spring selling season. But thankfully, as of yesterday, we are back over 7, and hopefully 7% is that that governor that just takes enough steam out of it, and we stop the 20 offers on every cheap or affordable home. Hopefully we'll see that. Resi Club, Lance Lambert has put out some great data kind of summarizing the current interest rate lock-in. As you guys know, this number changes all the time. So I thought we should take out the current split. So in Q4 of 2022, there were 91.5% of all mortgages were below 6%. As of today, that has fallen to 86.6%. Obviously, we've had purchases and likely, well, we've also had some refinances. But it's very interesting to look at the mix. Below 3%, this is wild. I still think this is wild. 22% of all mortgages are below 3%. If you are lucky enough to have one of those, congratulations, you have an asset. You have an asset. That sub 3% is, as without question, you borrowed 30-year money for basically the inflation rate. Congrats, you win. 35, round it to 36% of all mortgages are between 3 and 4%. Now, again, I believe these folks also win. Not quite as good, obviously, as sub 3. But if you just add those two together, that is, what is that? 58% of all mortgages, 58, more than half of all mortgages are currently below 4%. Folks, this is why you are going to see turnover decline. What is turnover? Historically speaking, the average was 8 years. That is going to get longer. People are going to stay in their houses longer. People are going to turn them into rentals because they can. This is where we are at. Now, it does fall off a little bit between 4 and 5%. That is 19% of all mortgages between 4 and 5. Let's call it 10% between 5 and 6. And again, that means roughly 13% of all mortgages are above 6%. This is, of course, discusses switching costs and accidental landlords. What is switching cost in this context? Let's say you were lucky enough to get approved for a home loan sub 3%. It is your not your forever home, it is your first home, and you want to upgrade. Switching cost is not only is upgrade more expensive, but the rate is as well. So again, we do not buy houses on price, we buy them on payments. So if you're gonna take a low, you know, 2.8 and go to now 7.2, that is going to cause a lot of people not to want to, and what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of folks will not be approved. There were people that got approved for sub 3% mortgage rates that cannot be approved at 8%. It's just how the math works. So we are going to slow home buying down. We are going to have turnover extend. It would not shock me if in a decade we see the turnover is now 12-year average instead of 8, so it goes up 50%. On top of that, let's talk about office values. Again, we've talked about office and commercial real estate a lot here. We are starting to see price discovery. Price discovery is important. You can't have a bottom until you have transactions, and transactions need price discovery. And a couple of examples I have for you this morning are horrible. I don't know what else to say. There was a DC, Washington, DC office. It sold for $60 million, $60 million in 2006. It just retraded at $16 million. Folks, that is a 75% discount. That is a 175,000 square foot building. You can find it, you could look it up. It is 1101, so 1101 Vermont Avenue. Yes, folks, we are starting to find price discovery. Not to be outdone, there is a Denver, Colorado office building that got sold for land value. land value. Now, they don't quote the price, but that is in the headline, is the building transacted at land value. This building, you can look it up. It is at, where is it? I wrote it down. No, I didn't. Oh, I did. 410 17th Street. Denver, Colorado, 410 17th Street. It last sold at $127 million in 2019, only to be transacted at land value. Folks, that's not good. Land value would be, my guess would be 20 to 25% of the purchase price is land value. So we're talking, I don't know, 25 million bucks, maybe 25, 28, something like that. So again, not good. Let's talk about the JOLTS report. Again, the 10-year note was ripping until the JOLTS report came out at 7 a.m. Pacific. JOLTS report, essentially, blah. We were tracking job openings. It stayed below 9 million. In fact, it stayed below 8.8 million. It came in roughly at 8.7, kind of where we have been tracking. We didn't see any noticeable uptick, really, in quits, layoffs, things of that nature. So the job market is holding together. So net-net, Jerome Powell is getting what he wants. Let's talk about Steve Eisman. Steve Eisman is saying the Fed should not cut, because the economy continues to be strong. And by cutting, we would create asset bubbles. Again, I go back to what we just talked about with Tesla, what we talked about with PVH, what we talked about with Gucci and Apple and many others. It appears that the rich are pulling back, that discretionary income is being reduced. And again, this makes logical sense, right? You and I have been talking for 5+ years. What does the consumer do? You know this. When the consumer is scared, they stop spending. Now, if enough consumers are scared and they stop spending, that can cause a recession. Self-fulfilling prophecy? Maybe. Something else that you and I have learned is the scared consumer only is scared for a little bit. We are just hardwired. I don't know if it's marketing or social media or whatever it is, to spend, spend, spend. So we can only pull back for a little while. It certainly seems like we are pulling back right now. So again, other things to talk about. It'll be interesting to see where rates go today. I don't know if you saw this, but California fast food workers got a big bump in pay. California fast food workers now make $20 an hour. This went into effect on April 1st. This obviously impacts anyone with, that's a good question. Wealth building journey, pullback versus inflation. We'll talk about that in a minute. California fast workers in change with over 60 locations. Yes, folks, I expect my McDonald's hamburgers to get more expensive. Now let's talk about pullback versus inflation. Again, this is just off the cuff. Great to have a question. Off the cuff, I think it is, it's a pullback. In my opinion, what we are seeing again is discretionary spending just contract. And that's very much what consumers do. They can delay for a little while. They don't need the Gucci bag. They don't need the next Apple iPhone. They don't need a Tesla. They can get by with other things. And frankly, they probably already have those other things. So again, I think at least in the wealthy, the top 20%, let's just be honest, inflation helps. Hopefully by now you realize inflation is a feature, not a bug. I've been saying that for a long time. What does that really mean? What that really means is if you own assets, you win. And I would argue the top 20% own assets largely. And the top 20% have largely won in this inflation battle. So it may have a little bit of inflation induction. But yes, inflation is a nasty tax on everyone. It is. Inflation hits everyone. But it really only impacts and is felt by the bottom 50%. It's unfortunately how the system works. And again, folks, if you want to get rich, inflation is your friend. I actually do have a t-shirt that says inflation is a feature, not a bug. Unfortunately, it is no longer available. Well, it may be available next month. This month's t-shirt is the extra special 50,000 sub t-shirt. Lots of you have asked for it. If you want to be a part of One Rental at a Time and show your support for being part of the first 50,000, you can get that t-shirt on my website, onerentalatatime.com. I do want to let you know there's an important video coming out at 10 a.m. this morning. There is a huge announcement, 10 a.m. this morning. I didn't want to announce it yesterday because I thought a lot of you would think it was an April Fool's joke. So I'll just tease that here. Look forward to that 10 a.m. announcement. I think the title just says huge announcement. So hopefully you set your alarm clock for that one. Do yourself a favor, folks. Check out Dion's video on You Must Retire Early. I look forward to catching up with him and Matt tomorrow to talk about that some more. So folks, take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day. Later.